For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Terry Nelson retired last year from service to the U.S. government as a Customs Border and Air Interdiction Officer. He was a GS-14, the equivalent of a bird colonel.
A while back, I spoke about the heroin issue in Afghanistan. Well, it's back in the news with the United Nations reporting that opium cultivation rose a staggering 59% in the country this year. This record crop yielded 6,100 tons of opium, or enough to make 610 tons of heroin, outstripping the demand of the world's heroin users by a third, according to UN figures. Officials further warn that the illicit traffic is undermining the Afghan government. The Sinless Council, a security and development policy group, had previously recommended a regulatory control of the opium production. It appears this approach was not heeded, and the more aggressive U.S. policy of get tough on the drug dealers has failed miserably. An apparent success in Afghanistan turning sour, partly because of the way the opium farmers have been treated. I can't think of a single country that prohibition and get tough on drugs has worked. Why is it so hard for our leaders to grasp that this is a failed public policy and that it must be changed? In 1998, the United Nations General Assembly organized a special session to review the world's illicit drug problem. Heads of state and country delegations met with the intention of evaluating current global drug policy. Despite the lack of evidence that the war on drugs policy was successful, the United Nations special session agreed to continue this same strategy and aim for a drug-free world by 2008. Einstein is reported to have once said, "To continue doing the same thing and expecting different results is the definition of insanity." In 2008, the United Nations will sponsor a meeting to review the progress towards these targets. This is a deadline for the creation of new consensus on global drug policy, a moment when the international community can commit to an effective global drug policy that properly addresses the global situation of the consumption of drugs. According to the Sinless Council, 2008 is an important opportunity for policy and lawmakers, United Nations representatives, academics, as well as media, to mobilize with civil society in order to reevaluate half a century of failed policy. The 2008 meeting is for the international community is where the United International Community has the opportunity to reframe the global drug policies and set the foundations for a new consensus. Drugs are too dangerous to be left in the hands of terrorists and criminals. What is the solution? Legalization, regulation, and control of all drugs. The criminal gangs and terrorists must be removed from the distribution chain, and then the associated violence will also stop. Terry Nelson, on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, at www.leap.cc, signing off.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.